At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bob Nightingale's the extraordinary writer for the USA Today, covers baseball for us on Coast to Coast, a regular, and we're blessed to have him as usual. He just left Phoenix. He saw Paul Skeens finally get some run support from the Pirate lineup, and he had an easy day, and he was incredible, and he really has been incredible. His numbers in his career for these, you know, into his second year, staggering, Bob. His ERA, his wins, every number is like, you know, equated with some of the greatest pitchers of all time in the history of the game. In that kind of realm, I've seen these numbers. Like, I saw one the other day. He was compared with Babe Ruth. I mean, like, this guy is, I mean, it's crazy what he's doing. But, like, I saw the game when he, you know, pitched a 1-0 complete game and lost to the Phillies where they never score a run. It seems to me more often than not he pitches and they don't score runs. And the guy looks like he wants to jump off the Clemente Bridge into the river in a high current and drift away to some other village. All I know is he seems miserable, but you saw him pitch the other day and he finally seemed happy because they were scoring runs in droves.
Yeah, they had a big comeback win the night before his start, where they were down 6-0, 1-9-6, scored and then scored 10 runs in his start. So, yeah, I mean, he answers all the questions right as far as, hey, I want this team to get good. I don't want to leave. Too early to even talk about a contract extension. And just, you know, he's an All-American kid, really. And every time he goes out there, he's setting records. I mean, 35 straight starts now without giving up more than six hits. ERA is 2.03, lowest ever for that many innings pitched. So, yeah, just, you know, he doesn't try to throw 100 miles an hour every pitch. He just knows how to pitch.
I got to tell you, as a Pirate fan, because I just refuse to listen to trade him stuff. I don't want to hear it. Like, I'm using this guy until the bitter end when I have to. When I have to trade him, I will. But I think that's at the end. And frankly, Bob, I think he's going to get better between now and then. In my honest opinion, I think he'll be even more valuable then than he is now.
Oh, I agree. I mean, just scratching the surface, such a young guy, and I think he can get better. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think there's anyone in the world that even listen to a trade offer for him. You know, maybe 4 years from now, yeah, but not now. I mean, he's a guy you build a franchise around. He's a guy you want. He's a guy Pirate fans are excited about. Just a generational talent. So, yeah, there's no way in the world the Pirates could even entertain any idea, possibility of trading this guy.
When they got Henry Davis, everyone said he was going to be this great player, but he's really been terrible. Now, all of a sudden, he's hitting. He had a couple of hits in that 10-run win. I almost keeled over. Is that guy finally figuring it out? We already know he can catch. But is that not a dime a dozen? Honestly, like, I need a guy, if he's a number one draft pick, which is what he was, he has been awful. Is he going to turn into something or not?
I mean, they're hoping so. I mean, they're kind of, Don Kelly, the manager, is joking, well, maybe the secret is don't tell him he's going to start until, you know, until game time, or, you know, just put him in the, you know, put him in the lineup, you know, mid game or something like that. But yeah, maybe he's put too much pressure on himself. But yeah, he's a, looked very good in the Arizona series. And sometimes the catchers, you just never know when they take off. I mean, Joey Bart was, what, top five pick for the San Francisco Giants. And, you know, they got rid of him. He just never panned out the way they wanted to. Sometimes it just takes catchers more time.
So now you're in Los Angeles for this great series between the Yankees and Dodgers, two of the best teams in baseball. It's clear to me the Yankees are the best team in the American League so far, a third of the way through the season. Last year, we know what happened with Judge in right field. He cranked his toe into that wall, into that gate, and it was never the same for him. Obviously, you know, and what happened to him in the World Series in October, where he never hit and he dropped that line drive, it was embarrassing. But this team now, with the pitching that they have, and the Williams has finally become that setup guy. He was the closer. Now he's set up, but he's killing it. And the Dreamweaver's closing it. They have the best pitching in baseball, as far as I'm concerned, from what you're getting even out of Schmitty. Schmidt has like six straight games. He's gone into the sixth inning. Meanwhile, he sucked as a pitcher for them the last couple of years. And everyone else is doing it. Warren, you already know what Rodon and Freed Chicken have been doing. Are you surprised they've had this kind of pitching?
Well, I am, particularly with the Gerrit Cole going down. You figure, okay, let's see what Max Fried does. We all know he's a good pitcher, but not, you know, to this level. I mean, he's really stepped up his game where, you know, right now, you know, be neck and neck with Tarek Skubal, who'd win the Cy Young Award in the American League. And you're right about Rodon, just on fire. It's the best he's pitched since he joined the Yankees. So we'll see what happens. I think, well, right now it looks like an ALCS reunion back in the days of Tigers-Yankees could happen again. The Tigers are very good as well. So, but yeah, they're pitching well. Yankees will get some reinforcements. Still out there looking for a right-hand bat, preferably a third baseman. So, but no, they're doing well considering all the injuries they've had, and particularly with Cole being out.
Warren's going to go tomorrow. Yarbrough allegedly on Sunday. Warren's been, I mean, he had a 10 strikeout game. He leads the all rookies in strikeouts. Yarbrough has blown my mind because he didn't amount to a hill of beans the last few years. And he comes to the Yankees and suddenly he's got the fountain of youth and he looks fantastic. What do you like in terms of their chances this weekend in these games? Freed tonight and then those two on Saturday and Sunday. And the way they've won seven straight series, 15 of 19, they mean business. I know how good the Dodgers are, but what are you expecting as you sit in the sunshine all weekend in Lipstick City there, Bob, with your great tan?
Well, I think Max, you got like Max Fried's chances tonight. You'll take Fried with the Yankees tonight. Sunday, Yamamoto pitches the Dodgers. You love Yamamoto and the Dodgers on Sunday. Saturday is a coin flip. So, yeah, it should be a fun series. And, hey, no one's pitching staff beat up more than the Dodgers. 14 guys in the injured list. It's amazing they're even hanging around first place with all the injuries they've had. So it should be, yeah, an entertaining series for sure, and I'm sure being built up as not only a World Series rematch, but maybe a 2025 World Series preview.
What do you think of Trout finally coming back tonight? He's had so many problems the last couple of years. Do you think he'll stick this time, or are we going to see him go down again?
Well, he's had, like you said, so many injuries. You got to think that, you know, injuries are going to keep happening as he gets older. So, you know, I think it'd be far-fetched to say, okay, you know, he's over all of his injury things magically. I think, you know, unfortunately, I think they're going to keep coming. And that's why they, you know, took him out of center field. They're being very careful. They'll DH him more, just hoping he can stay healthy. Because when he gets hurt, he's down for a while. It's not like he's bouncing right back from these injuries.
Do you think that this Devers stuff is tearing apart the Red Sox season?
I don't think that's responsible for it, but I think it's a factor. It's got to be a factor. I'm sure there's teammates in there that say, you know what, why not go to first base? You know, do what the club wants. You want to be a third baseman? Now's your chance. Go back to third base with Bregman out. So you sign your contract with the team. doesn't specify what position you're playing. So I think just a bunch of factors. You know, the bullpen's been a mess. Rotation's been shaky. But yeah, I definitely think it's a factor for sure, Scott.
Bob, have a great weekend in Los Angeles. Enjoy the series.
A pleasure. Take care, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So we've got more afternoon. Brian Daboll, we got another game getting ready to go because of weather. So it was supposed to be at night, and they moved it today to get it in.
Yeah, this is the White Sox have been lucky with these, right? This is the second time this week the White Sox had a game moved up. That happened at Citi Field the other day to them. Now tonight in Baltimore. Now will be a 4:30 p.m. East first pitch. So about 15 minutes from now, Zach Eflin will go for the Orioles. Sean Burke, the hockey goalie, will go for the White Sox. Minus 225 for the Orioles, plus $1.85 for the White Sox. And a 9.5 for the total.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they stuck with Burke and not moved it to this guy Simon and Schuster. They may have switched to Schuster now.
He might be. They do this from time to time. If he's going to start, he's their opener lefty type that'll come on and pitch the first inning. And then this Burke will probably come in innings two through whenever. All these teams are doing this. The Brewers are doing this tonight, too. It's supposed to be Priester. Priester's still going to pitch, but now this D.L. Hall is going to pitch the first inning. And then Priester will come in the second. So they try to fool you with the starting pitcher.
Well, I'll take the Birds in Baltimore at home with Eflin. I'll take a shot with them. Both of these teams smell like landfill trash. Betting on them is just a kiss of death. Like, I would no more bet on this game than fly a kite.
So we'll do the rest of the baseball later on. We just got to get that in before they throw first pitch here in 15 minutes. How about hockey?
Everybody loves hockey.
Everybody does love hockey, and we now have our Stanley Cup final matchup set in stone. Oilers beat the Stars 6-3 last night. They win the series in five games. They came out fast. Two goals immediately in the first 10 minutes of the game, and they never looked back after that. It got to 3-2 at one point, but that's when Connor McDavid said, absolutely not, on ESPN.
It's not been the smoothest of games for Granlund, who's been, look out.
It's McDavid. Hintz trying to catch him. McDavid scores! The breakaway goal for Connor McDavid, and the Edmonton lead is back to two.
Yeah, no one catches McDavid from behind at all, including his wife. Nobody can catch this guy. He's the fastest skater in the league. I don't care what anybody says. They talk about this guy, McKinnon, all these other people. This guy's the best player in the world, hands down. Where are the Avs and all their fancy superstars? They're watching games just like us. They get beat every year. They've lost so many game sevens in a row, it's not even funny. They're sleeping with the Leafs. They don't matter. This guy matters. He got him back to the Stanley Cup final, and I just absolutely cannot envision him not getting it done this time. This guy's in the cup final for a second straight year. I am telling you, he's going to win the effing thing by himself. Like, I don't care what anybody else does. He's going to do it himself. This is what Lemieux did. This is what Crosby did. This is what all the greats do. Let's face facts. When even Patty Kane and Taves, when they were young, they just did it themselves. They won it by the, they're like, I'm getting my name on the Stanley Cup. This is what's going to happen. Look at the teams, the greatest players ever, all of them. When the Avs won the Cup, right, they had Sakic and they had Wah. I mean, it goes on and on. The greatest players get it done. This guy's going to get it done. I have sniffed this for 7 months. I've been talking about this team with you for 7 months that they'd win the Cup. No joke. And I don't matter. I know I don't matter. And no one cares what I think or say. Fair enough. I dig it. I'm cool with you. Have a sandwich, though, and a beer, because I'm right. This guy's getting it done. They're back, and this time they're going to win.
I am now with you on that. I do believe that this time they are going to win. I believe in stuff like this. I know that, you know, it is what it is, but this whole Gretzky, Crosby, and now McDavid, the same exact way, playing the same team back-to-back years that they lost to their first time going to. I just don't believe. Now, I think that this series, you know, last year it went seven, but it was a weird kind of seven, right? You had Florida go out 3-0. Edmonton had to fight back. I think it's long again, Scotty, but more punching back and forth. You know, 1-1 and then 2-2. Yeah. I think it's going to be more like that this time.
It's going to be different. It's not going to be 3-0. But look, I will say this dangerously. Last year when they went to the seventh game, they lost 2-1.
Yeah,
they were that. They lost the Stanley Cup by one goal. At the end of the day, they came roaring back, and they should have won. They didn't. Give Florida credit. In Sunrise, Tkachuk got it done. They won. Fair enough. They're loaded. They're good. I respect them. I like them. I'm friends with guys that are in the organization. You've seen them on this show. But I am telling you, this guy, it's inevitable. I'm telling you, this guy... If he doesn't win the Stanley Cup, I honestly won't even believe it. I will not believe it if this guy goes to two cup finals and doesn't get the Stanley Cup in his hands. You know why? Again, I've never seen a sport in my life, and I've watched the sport for 50 years. Every great player ever won it. I've never known a player that was great in the league that didn't win it. Every great player that I ever saw play won the Stanley Cup. They all get their hands on it, the greats. This guy's a great. He's like one of the greatest players I've ever seen in my life. You got to be kidding me that he doesn't have a Stanley Cup. It's happening. It's going to happen. Mark my words, this guy's the devil. He is just going to do it himself. Like last night, he's like, 3-2 my ass. He just took the puck and went, boom, game over. He's a badass.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, all you have to do is, like, if you just, like, Google, like, best players to never win a cup. Like, there's obviously some greats there, but they're not like Marcel Dion's an all-time name. I understand that from back never won. But like Jerome Iginla, Matt Sundin, Patrick Marleau, like those guys are not Connor McDavid.
Can we go through that list when we come back here for a second? I'm not done yet.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. and there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android. It's free. You're going to love it. It's an amazing app. You can watch the network, listen to the network. It's got it all. The Sports Grid app. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? Every day, always, all the time, including right now at SportsGrid-Live. Get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and Pharrell on a Bench podcast on iTunes or wherever you download podcasts, Monday through Friday, both shows. You'll dig those as well. Let's look at the lineup for tonight on Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio. On Sports Grid TV at 6, it's Front Office Sports Today at 6:30. It's GTD with the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri, at 8 o'clock. It's the original OG in-game live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan at 10. It's Sports Rage with Morenci on Sports Grid Radio at 8. It's the institution, Carver without Lisi. Your boy Carver handling everything on his own accord all week on Sports Grid Radio. Check him out, plus Sports Grid TV. It's the best way to go. Never do anything else and feel good about yourselves. We're in the middle of the second hour on a pain-free Friday. It's great to have you with us. I'm Pharrell with Carver High in New York City. Hope you're having a fantastic week. Let's keep talking here. I want to hear from McDavid, and I want to hear from Peter DeBoer on him yanking Ottinger.
All right, well, do you want this list first? You said you wanted it when we went to break.
I do want the list.
So when you look up best players in NHL history to never win a Stanley Cup, there are obviously several articles that all come down, but there are 9 names that are in basically every single one of them, if you would like to hear them. Yes. Marcel Dion, Gilbert Perreault, Jerome Iginla, Matt Sundin, Patrick Marleau, Pavel Bure, Jumbo Joe Thornton, Daniel Alfredson, and Henrik Lundqvist. Those are the 9 names of the best players to never win a cup.
You know, I would say Lundqvist, based on how great he was, and he went to the final and lost. And I would say, based on numbers and longevity, Marcel Dion. And I think Sundin had an incredible career. So did your boy Iginla. But I'm really not that surprised that they didn't win it. When you play on the Leafs, it's been that bad. So, and then, you know, the Flames won it with Lanny McDonald, never won it with Iginla. Fair enough. But there is no one on that list that can hold McDavid's package. Okay? So let's stop right there. This is the greatest player, in my opinion, ever to not win a Stanley Cup yet. He's got to get it done right now, starting next Wednesday night. And listen to this. Games 1 and 2 are at the Rogers Place in Edmonton. They cannot go down 3-0 to the Florida Panthers. They got to go out and win game 1. And if they do, I believe, because they'll be 13-2, I believe at the end of the day, they'll win the Stanley Cup and he'll hoist it over his head for the first time. And then I won't be surprised at all if he wins a couple more. When I saw Lemieux win one, the next year he won another one. When I saw Crosby win one, then he waited a few years, but he won back-to-back again in 16 and 17. If this guy wins the Stanley Cup, he's going to win more than one. I believe that. If he doesn't win it, I truly believe they'll have a problem getting back to the Stanley Cup final next year. So he might be in a bad spot if he doesn't get it done this time, but I think he will. I really do.
Yeah, he's got to get it done this time. Here he is. He feels that the Oilers are in a much better place this year going into the Stanley Cup final as opposed to last year.
Well, I think we were better off or better for going through last year, you know. It was a great learning experience, and it's really driven us all year. I think this run has felt different than last year. It's felt very normal. It's felt very, I don't want to say boring because it's not boring at all. But just a little, you know, it hasn't been as emotional. You know, we haven't had the highs and we haven't had the lows. Just kind of been steady.
You're smashing everybody.
Yeah. You know, and I think that that's put us in a good position. You know, those games can be emotionally draining. We're not drained. As Bob referenced, we've got lots of depth. You know, we've got as good a chance as they do.
I mean, without a doubt. In fact, I'm going to say it right now. They're playing better than the Florida Panthers.
I think that you can make that case. And I think that both teams are better than last year's teams. And I think that that's going to make it even more of a hell of a series that we're going to have.
They're the standard.
This is going to be a lot of fun next week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Turning the corner on a Friday, I just saw your boy the Irish Bear with a shankopotamus drive, and he did you see him swing his club after he hit it into the rough? He was so mad, I thought he was going to snap the club. They've been catching guys doing that lately. Your boy Wyndham Hotels Clark, did you see him snap the club at the PGA and throw it? Your boy Lowry right there with a little temper, did you see him getting all angry? And he was on camera. He didn't realize it. They got him losing his mind.
They did get him losing his mind back there. Lowry's been doing that a lot lately, as he's had a couple of real – he had one earlier in this round that was pretty bad too, as he is now slipping down the leaderboard, Shane Lowry. Slipping down the leaderboard, indeed he is. All right, before we – I give you all the numbers for this Florida Edmonton series, I got to talk about DeBoer because – let me tell you, I was a little surprised, and I know a lot of people were, about what he did last night. I understand that, you know, you need to do something to spark the team. They get down 2-0 early, but he yanks Ottinger and puts Casey DeSmith in. And let's just say then afterwards, Scotty, he decided, and by the way, DeBoer's now lost 6 of the last 7 years in the conference finals. That's between Dallas, Vegas, San Jose. So he's had his own problems losing. But he decided to then take the truck and just back it up right over Ottinger in the post game. Here's Peter DeBoer.
Well, anytime you pull a goalie, you know, the reasoning's always to try and spark your group. So that was the number one reason. We had talked endlessly in this series about trying to play with the lead. And obviously we were in a 2-0 hole right away. And you know what, I didn't take that lightly and I didn't blame it all on Jake, but you know, the reality is if you go back to last year's playoffs, you know, he's lost 6 of 7 games to Edmonton and we gave up 2 shots on 2 goals in a, you know, an elimination game. So, you know, it was partly, to spark our team and wake them up, and partly, you know, knowing that, you know, status quo had not been working, you know, and that's that's a pretty big sample size.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I don't disagree with him at all, to be honest with you. The facts and the numbers don't lie. The guy doesn't beat the Oilers. He took 2 shots, gave up 2 goals, and the guy came in to Smith, who I know very well. He did stop 17 of 20. But I think when it was 3-2, you know, they were still in it. And then when I thought McDavid had the goal, it was over. Look, here's the thing that I'm going to say. I won't be surprised at all if they fire him because they go every year. Now, this is not Carolina. I don't think they have the stones to fire Brendan Moore, who won a Stanley Cup with the team. I do think the Dallas Stars have the stones to fire DeBoer based on the continuing losing in the conference final. And you talk about him losing all of these conference finals with all these different teams. They all whacked him. I honestly won't be surprised if they make a change because it's been the same thing. And now, year after year, what is it, 3 times in a row in the conference final and twice to the Oilers? I mean, I won't be surprised in the least if they whack him. You know why? Because they play whack-a-mole in the NHL every day of the year.
You know, if he doesn't get whacked, you can't tell me that there's not going to now be some friction with him and Ottinger. Like, Ottinger couldn't have been happy, and he is, you know, it is what it is. He's one of the better goalies. He's in the upper tier of goalies in the NHL right now. And that's going to be a very, very sticky situation because you know that that's going to stick with Ottinger, that DeBoer did that last night and then ran him over afterwards. DeBoer could have easily – he could have just went to that podium last night, and all he had to say was, I know it was a rough start for Jake, but I needed to do something. I can't change the players. I can't – the only thing I could do to try to wake my team up is change the goalie. That's all he had to say.
He's like, he never wins.
You know, he's lost six out of seven of these guys, and we've done that. How about he played really well in a couple games in this series, and they didn't score any goals for him? How about that, too? I mean, Rantanen hasn't scored a goal in 3 weeks.
And yeah, he's not winning the Conn Smythe.
I mean, come on. That was a little too much from Pete last night, who, of course, he's done a lot of losing himself in this round.
See, if he gets fired, I think there's – what do you think the odds are? What would you say? I think there's a 65% chance he gets fired.
If I had to rank, because this is pretty weird, all three guys that have now lost in multiple years in the conference finals, DeBoer, Brind'Amour, and Finch for the Timberwolves, right? All three of these guys have now been losing. I would put DeBoer as the most likely out of the three of them.
And then
I think
Finch.
He's the most likely. And then Finch, I agree with you. Carolina is never going to fire Brad Brind'Amour. They're never firing.
They win. He's got, like, their entire franchise. When you go to their arena, there's pictures of Rod Brind'Amour holding the Stanley Cup, and, like, at every corner. You can't avoid
and they
him.
Also,
he's the greatest player they ever had.
They also just gave him that big extension last year, tons of money. They're not paying him to not coach the team. They don't do that down there. So he's not getting fired anywhere. Wednesday night will be the first game of the Stanley Cup Final. So that was another good thing about Edmonton winning last night. We don't have to wait as long for the next game. In the series, Edmonton is the favorite for the series. They are minus a buck. Buck 14, I've got him at right at this second. Florida minus 106. So, I mean, listen, that's as close to a coin flip for a series as you're going to get. Edmonton, of course, does have the home ice. That is a change from last year. Florida had the home ice last year. Edmonton has the home ice this year.
Yeah, I'm on. Listen, it's like a record that it's a broken record. It's give me the Oilers series, Oilers game one, Oilers game two. Oilers game three.
Right, and the Oilers are a big favorite, you know, for game one. For game one, the Oilers are minus, I got them at minus 122 right now. Florida at plus 102 with a 5.5 total.
Listen, get it at that price that's now before game. It changes and gets worse. Because the more people that keep talking this guy McDavid up, it's going to go to 135.
The one that I actually really like, and I did this on the on the hockey show this afternoon, the NHL Today was Edmonton to win game one.
The hockey show, everyone's talking about it.
Edmonton to win game one and Edmonton to win the series at plus 165. That was the one that I really like. I like that game one series parlay, so I'm going to play it that way with Edmonton for that. And if you want to go to game one in Edmonton, if you could get yourself up there, cheapest tickets are going for around $1,000 right now. That's for the cheapest ticket. Around $1,000 for game one in Edmonton on Wednesday night. Happy hunting.
It is the Stanley Cup final. What would you expect? If it were in Pittsburgh, it'd be $2,000. If it were in New York,
town,
it'd be $10,000.
It's the Stanley Cup.
Chicago, it'd be $7,000. I mean, Edmonton, that's like, you know, at the end of the day, you go to a cup final game. I guarantee you Florida is at least that. It's got to be at least that down in Sunrise, $1,500 for the worst seat in the house.
Should be a lot of fun. Edmonton and Florida starting on Wednesday. A few other hockey things. The Kraken hired Lane Lambert.
Isn't that your guy?
He was the coach after Trotz. Yes, Lane Lambert. He was on Toronto's. He was an assistant on Toronto's staff this year. He gets another bite at the apple.
Oh, he's got some of that Black Cloud Diner in him.
Being Islanders in Toronto, that's about as Black Cloud Diner as it can get, hanging around those franchises.
He's got the Black Cloud fix. No thanks.
Islanders re-signed Kyle Palmieri to a 2-year deal. So washed. He's going to be hanging. He is washed. I do agree with that. Jonathan Toews wants to play hockey again. He hasn't played in 2 years.
Well,
he's 37 years.
Long COVID and like every disease known to man.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Chicks dig the long ball. We start talking about baseball now. We've had a couple of games today, one at Wrigley, another one going on in Baltimore. Everything else is under the lights tonight.
Everything else is under the lights tonight, and they are officially underway in Baltimore. Bottom of the first inning there. Orioles with a man on third. Cubs have actually finally scored some runs. 6-2 in that. They've scored here in the bottom of the eighth. Now they're in the bottom of the ninth. They have a couple on with two outs, but they are down to their last one. All right, as far as last night goes, the Phillies and Braves did end up splitting that doubleheader. Of course, the Phillies won the day game, and then the Braves touched up Zach Wheeler at night, and they got performance out of Chris Sale, who also became the fastest pitcher ever to reach 2,500 strikeouts. So congratulations to Chris Sale on his performance. But yes, Austin Riley went yard for the Braves. I believe Albies did as well as they win. Bad news for the Braves, though. A.J. Smith-Shawver, who pitched in the first game, he left after getting hit by a line drive, felt a pop in his arm, in his elbow. They put him on the IL immediately after the game, the 15, and then this morning they already put him on the 60. So that sounds like bad news for A.J. Smith-Shawver of the Braves. Sounds like he might be down for a while. Elsewhere,
Tommy John.
The A's have had all kinds of problems lately, and they just they cannot score any runs, and they are just giving up bunches of runs. They lose in Toronto 12-0 last night. Bunch of homers for the Blue Jays, but this one by Vladdy Jr., I'm not sure that it's landed yet. Sportsnet Toronto.
Much as you can. Guerrero, high in the air to deep left field, and that one is gone.
Oh, the horn.
You know, they got to get rid of the goalie, the NHL horn. It's embarrassing. But I think this team is better than people think they are. I think they're decent. They can score. They got some pitching. They're going to be a player in this thing before it's said and done. I'm not giving up on them at all. And I've been hitting tickets with them.
They have actually gotten themselves back to 500 with that win last night. And they're only two games back at a last wild card in the American League. So they are very much in the mix with how they have been playing lately. That's for sure. The Rays also broke out the big stick last night in Houston against the Astros. 13-3. Couple of other deep homers in this one. My boy, Junior Caminero. I love this guy. FanDuel Sportsnet.
He wants to get a right. Oh, a fly ball high and deep into right center. Off the bat of Caminero. That baby's gone. Home run, Junior Caminero. A three-run shot. And boy, the Rays have come back in a big way here in the seventh inning.
Yeah, and they've been decent as well. And he had six RBIs in that game. So stop the press on the Rays and the Jays. They're both winning.
And there was only one late night game last night. Extra innings between the Nationals and the Mariners. The Nationals, Scotty, they ended up scoring seven runs in the top of the 10th inning, highlighted by Josh Bell. Big fly on Masson.
And Bell will check one to right.
Let's go.
See you later. It's a seven-run 10th inning for the Nats.
I mean, you know, and this is another team. Remember, they had won five in a row, then they lost a game. Now they're winning game. I mean, they have been decent. That's because of the Wood Doctor, and now Bell getting in on it as well. So there's another team that you think is easy pickings, and they're not. And then how about your guy, Tipper Gore? Doesn't he lead the league in strikeouts or something? He's already hit 100.
He had eight more last night. Already hit the 100 mark, and he does lead the league in strikeouts so far. Nats have won seven of their last 10, by the way, after the victory in Seattle last night. A couple of other things in baseball. You had sent me all those Gleyber Torres numbers, the best-hitting second baseman in baseball this year. He does have does lead in a couple of the categories, and I don't think anybody has any idea that he does, because – you hear nothing about him with the Tigers this year. And he's having a really good year. Yankees let him go. He's become a good part of that Detroit lineup.
That's exactly what's happened. And I think his time in New York obviously has come to fruition for him in Detroit. I think it's paid off for him. I think all the stress, all the pressure, all the media in your face, all the blame, all the success, all the failures, all the... you know, ALCS failings of this franchise, he is vastly experienced, right? And so he goes to Detroit, and they got a winner, and he's immediately on another winner, and there's no stress there. They don't have the same stress in Detroit that they have in New York. That's just all there is to it. And I think that's why he's flourishing.
That is why he's been flourishing there. We did have a trade last night, too. The Reds traded former closer Alexis Diaz to the Dodgers for a minor leaguer. Now, Diaz was their closer the last couple of years, had a lot of saves. This year, though, has not been in much. He was injured at the start of the year. He's been awful when he has pitched. I'm sure he'll now become an all-star again at the Dodgers. That's usually
how it
works.
He was an all-star. Like, so.
A couple years back.
The Dodgers just get stronger. I mean, that's a smart move. That guy can pitch. He's just had bad luck, but he used to be an all-star. So, you know, he's capable.
And the Angels will get Trout back tonight. I did just double-check. He is in the lineup DHing tonight. So Trout is in there for the Angels in Cleveland against the Guardians. You will see him. Of course, the Yankees and Dodgers.
The Yankees. Like, why would you bring him back now that he's playing some crappy team?
Whatever their process was, they held him out until
they're stupid.
So that's what they
want. Like, there was nothing wrong with him. I told you the guy was running bases the other day and hitting batting practice and throwing the balls in the outfield like he was a pitcher. There was nothing wrong with him. He could have played in the Yankee series, you idiots.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This next story that I wanted to talk about with you, Carver High, is so amazing because it was so astonishing to me to think about how much money that is. That you're talking about on 81 home games, what the Yankees and Dodgers haul in on a nightly basis at Dodger Stadium and at Yankee Stadium. It is truly unbelievable.
Yeah, so the Dodgers and Yankees, who of course play tonight, they both generate massive revenue from everywhere, obviously local TV, sponsorships, etc. They also have the highest gate receipts in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers bring in per game $4.29 million in gate revenue. That's per game, $4.29 million in gate revenue. The Yankees are second with $4.11 million in gate revenue. So they are, of course, the two biggest names, two biggest brands. Two biggest everything, and they bring it in. Bring in plenty of money on a nightly
basis.
Do the
math. 81 four times. Are you kidding me? $4 million a night, 81 times. And you want to talk to me about they can't afford it? They can afford anything. Do you realize how much they charge $20 a beer? One beer, 20 bucks. They have 50,000 at every game. At least 20,000 of them are drinking a beer. At least. Think about that for a minute. 20,000 people at 20 a pop. And what guy that goes to a Yankee game doesn't have more than one pop? I mean, they're having two or three beers as sure as I'm sitting here, and that's 60 bucks a head. Do the math. Steinbrenner, well, are you kidding me? They will never sell that team. They'll be dead and buried, and people that are their neighbors will get it. I mean, like, honestly, I wouldn't sell that team if you – I don't care what happened. If there was an apocalypse, I wouldn't sell
it. And they're, like, pretty far and away from everybody. Like, the Cubs are third. They're 3.2. The Red Sox are fourth. They're 2.9. Houston, 2.6. San Diego, Philly, Atlanta, Texas. The Mets are 10th at 1.93.
How is that possible with that dump in Boston that's as small as my fingernails compared to that Citi Field in the Queens? That's because nobody goes to that place.
Well, it's also because, like, obviously at a place like Fenway where it's, you know, like you said, there's not as many. They charge more. You know, it's going to cost you, you know, 19 for a beer as opposed to 13. You know, they're going to get you. They get you in other ways, especially Wrigley as well. You know, Wrigley's third on the list. And they've taken so many different seats. They've actually added revenue stuff there, right? With all those sections they put out in center field, and they've changed Wrigley Field around a lot.
I think Wrigley's really cool. I've been there a million times. I won't deny it's really cool. But then at some point, you just kind of get over it. You know what I mean? Like,
I'd like to go once.
You got to go once.
I'd like to go once.
But like, if you've been there 100 times, you realize, like I've been there 100 times at least, maybe 200. And I mean to tell you, it's a dump. It's a dump. I mean, the thing's like 100 some years old. It's a dump. I mean, the bathroom, everything about it is awful. It's so old and decrepit. You have no idea. Like, in fact, I don't even, like, if I sat in that upper deck on the, you know, behind the plate and around the base pass, like, I seriously have thought being there, like, is this thing going to collapse? That's how old it is. Like, am I safe up here in this upper deck? This thing's going to tip over. It's going to collapse. I mean it.
Yeah.
I'm not, and I was at Comiskey Park too, and it was even worse. It was even worse. Believe me, you. I've been in all these. And Yankee Stadium, are you kidding me? Do you remember the old Yankee Stadium? How small
I was trying to get
out of those sections. Like, go to the bathroom. I mean, it's an adventure.
I miss it. Speaking of Wrigley, it's now a final. 6-2, Reds beat the Cubs out at Wrigley this afternoon. Scoreless bottom two in Baltimore with the White Sox and the Orioles. We have all the games tonight. We will do that in the final hour on Coast to Coast. And we've got the golf going, too, as Bermuda Ben Griffin still
has. And is it true that we got my guy, Steak Shapiro, allegedly coming on this show?
I believe so. I believe so. We do have that coming up to start the final hour.
This can't even be true. It's got to be a lie. Somebody's got to be messing with it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.